MI6 Foreign Spy Service Richard Moore invited discontented Russians to share their secrets with British intelligence services during a rare public speech on Wednesday.
Our door is always open. We will handle their offers of help with the discretion and professionalism for which my service is famed. Their secrets will always be safe with us. And together, we will work to bring the bloodshed to an end.
Moore said Russians may be moved to cooperate with MI6 due to what he called the inexorable decay of the Russian government of Russian President Vladimir Putin, something which he had said had been shown by the Wagner mercenary group mutiny in June. In an interview with Television New Zealand, tourist Sarah Leslie described the moment an American soldier ran across the South Korean and North Korean heavily fortified border in the joint security area.
When we got on the bus, someone sort of said, I overheard someone say, what the hell happened there? And the American captain who was taking the tour at that point explained what had happened.
The North Korean missile launches earlier on Wednesday morning were seen as a protest of the deployment of a U.S. nuclear-armed submarine in South Korea the previous day and not linked to Private Travis King's crossing at the border. Sarah Leslie went on to say that people were shocked and stunned in her tour group. Russia's mutinous mercenary chief, Yevgeny Prigozhin, was shown in a video on Wednesday welcoming his fighters to Belarus, telling them they would take no further part in the Ukraine war for now, but ordering them to gather their strength for Africa. We have additional coverage of this story and more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia unleashed intense drone and missile attacks overnight, damaging critical port infrastructure in the southern Ukraine city of Odessa and wounding several people. We hear more from AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
The bombardment targeted the city of Odessa for a second night in a row. 8 Shahed drones were shot down in the wider Odessa region, where 2 warehouses containing tobacco and fireworks were reported damaged. Firefighters were working to extinguish the fire, which covered an area of over 3,500 square yards. The attack comes days after Moscow blamed Ukraine for striking a crucial bridge that linked the Crimean Peninsula to Russia. Odessa's governor said debris from the drones and missiles that were shot down struck apartment buildings, seaside resorts and warehouses, sparking fires and injuring at least a dozen civilians. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israel's president spoke to Congress in an appearance aimed at demonstrating what he calls the unbreakable bond between Israel and the United States.
To us, it is clear that America is irreplaceable to Israel and Israel is irreplaceable to America.
Isaac Herzog comes despite U.S. concerns over Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's judicial overhaul and settlement construction in the occupied West Bank. 11 workers were killed early Wednesday after a portion of the outer wall of a sprawling compound collapsed after being weakened by rains near an under-construction bridge on the outskirts of Islamabad, which is Pakistan's capital. Muhammad Ismail lost his nephew in the incident. He says the wall collapsed as they were all laborers and sleeping close to the wall. When he reached that spot, 11 had been killed, and 5 others who were wounded were taken to the hospital. Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif in a statement expressed sorrow and grief over the deaths. Monsoon rains have been lashing Pakistan since June 25th, killing at least 112 in weather-related incidents. South Africa says Russian President Vladimir Putin will not attend an economic summit in Johannesburg next month. The decision means South Africa will not have to face the dilemma of whether it should act on an International Criminal Court arrest warrant against the Russian leader. As a signatory to the treaty that created the International Criminal Court, South Africa would have been obligated to arrest Putin. The country's president and other officials have indicated that South Africa could likely not carry out that arrest warrant, and Wednesday's announcement allows South Africa to avoid the problem. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
And more, VOA 1.